So, Jessica, at 0.30, it's about the biggest manhunt in history, and it's a testament to perhaps the unsung heroes, isn't it? People like your character, the intelligence services.
Yeah, I mean, the film definitely shines a light on the people who can't get credit for what they've done. My character, Maya, she's working as an undercover agent, and she would have never have been able to step forward and say, this is what I did. For me, making this film is thanking her and acknowledging her for that.
When you first read the script, did you get an idea of the scale of the challenge? We all remember why it happened. We all remember the end of it now. But for perhaps many people over a period of 5-6 years, perhaps it went to the back of their minds. But for people like Maya, it was their life for 10 years.
Yeah, it takes a fanatical behavior to catch a fanatic. And so much of Maya is about that she just gave up everything. And that's the reason for the end of the film. There's a moment where she doesn't know who she is anymore. She's become like just, I want to say, an empty. She's just a nothing. And so we had to show that progression over the course of close to 10 years, about 7 years. And, but, you know, it's I think it's a remarkable thing that she did. And I feel so much better knowing that she's out there.
If you look at the film without ever seeing it, without knowing Catherine's attached to it or yourself, America kills Bin Laden. But actually the tone of the film is apolitical, isn't it? There's no sort of whooping at the end. Was it important that that tone was struck dealing with a subject like this?
Oh, yeah. The second, you know, when I read the film, I thought this is some fearless filmmaking right here. Because normally in the United States with a military movie, you can work in cooperation with the government. Like, you can have an interview and then do your own research on the side. But in order to get helicopters and planes, the government, the military, has to approve your script. And they can actually make changes to your script. And then they let you borrow things. But Catherine and Mark decided they didn't want to go that route because they wanted to tell an accurate story that perhaps might show some of the U.S. government in not the best light. And that was very exciting to me because then I felt like the government wasn't controlling the film.
The main talking point of the US government not in its best light is the torture scenes. Mm-hmm. Some critics have gone so far to say it condones torture. I mean, what would your reaction to that be?
I think it's absurd to think that. I think that's just another example of people reappropriating the film for their own advantage. Before the movie came out, they were saying it was pro-Obama campaign commercial. And now saying it's pro-torture. I imagine it's probably easier to say that because none of the characters step forward and say, this is wrong. We're used to, in films, having an idea of this is right and this is wrong. It's a moral thing. But I find sometimes in European cinemas, the lead of your film, the hero of your film, does bad things. And in this film, Catherine Bigelow said, well, here is our hero, and we're going to put her in really ugly situations, and we're going to have her do bad things, and it complicates you. And we're going to let the audience decide, if it was worth it. She doesn't end the film with whooping and hollering like, yes, we did it, congratulations. She ends it with devastation in the woman. And I find that, to me, it's pretty obvious where it slants, and it's more against, it's against torture. It's not a pro-torture film.
I mean, the fact that it's morally ambiguous in many respects and the fact that some critics have seen it as being pro-torture and condoning it is just the fact that we're talking about it. Is that perhaps its greatest achievement?
Yeah, well, that's what, in my opinion, that's what art is supposed to do. Like, look at Picasso's Guernica. It's not just, like, shapes and lines. It's something's representation of something deeper and darker. It doesn't mean that he supports the horror of war, but he brings it to the forefront of your mind. And when a piece of art can do that, then I believe it's done its job.
One of the reasons it does that is because Catherine is at the helm. Talk to me about working with her.
Incredible. Oh, Catherine Bigelow is an incredible filmmaker, an incredible person. You know, she has, you know, she says that filmmaking for her isn't about breaking gender roles, but she can't help but do it because of who she is. And, you know, she's made a film where her lead female character is defined by her work and not her male counterpoint. That's huge because I'm not used to seeing those images of women in movies. And I think it's a perfect representation of this generation of women, capable and strong and independent. And it's very exciting to be involved in a film like that.
And just finally, would winning the Oscar then sort of be the icing of the cake to have a woman character like this on film to then win an Academy Award for it?
I mean, it would be nice to think that people responded to that image of a woman in film. But that can come from anything. That could come from reviews and any kind of acknowledgement. If people see Maya and they go, she doesn't have a boyfriend, but that's okay, then I think we've done our job.